shine bright, bad boy sitting pretty. Michael, Steve, Rob running things in Sin City. Podcast blazing truth, rhyming hard and witty. Three kings on the mic, Vegas life gets gritty. Matt Michaels dropping bombs, quick wit, no filter. Sin City's own, blending gold with the silver. Steve taking notes, every word's a thriller. Rob's on the tracks, beats cold like a chiller. Bad boys a podcast, raw truth they broadcast. Speaking facts so fast, haters coming dead last. Las Vegas legends, three amigos top class. Mic in hand, setting fire, never outclassed.
Hey everybody, Matt Michaels here on the Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting with Sin City Steve and Rob Bussolari. All right. This week, this past week was pretty interesting because we had two major titled wins. Of course, CM Punk last Monday night gets the title, and Kenny Omega gets the title on AEW Beach Break. Of course, you know, the aftermath was great. Punk recreating his 2011 title in the fridge moment. Everything from the kiss to the camera to the title in the fridge. And Kenny Omega, go ahead.
Hey, Matt, one thing really quick. If you look, CM Punk definitely stepped up his wellness game in 15 years. If you look at what's in the fridge on the left-hand side as opposed to the fridge on the right-hand side, yeah, there's a big difference. So, and Punk is in the best shape, arguably, that he's ever been in. So,
you know, arguably, it's because of AJ Lee. She wasn't with him in the house in 2011, so that was a bachelor fridge.
Yeah, he's got, let's see, peanut butter, Red Bull, creamer.
That was just a truck stop
cup. A pear. Now let's see. He's got Tupperware, medicine.
Yep.
What does that bag say? Mindy's?
That's from Mindy's Bakery, bro. It's a callback.
All right. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, and the 2026 one, you can see the steroid needle on the bottom there.
Oh, jeez.
Pretty awesome.
Nothing wrong with it. Excuse me, that's a creatine. That is creatine, sir.
Yeah, whatever. Either way, I don't
creatine. He has an 8-ball of creatine.
Speaking of 8-balls, on the other show, of course, Kenny Omega did his best impersonation of a Japanese champion, which...
But, oh, I thought he was pushing the creatine out.
Yeah. Wow. Well, speaking of pushing, I actually was able to get a wider view of the. So he really was pushing the creatine out.
Oh, God.
That's a big roll of toilet paper, by the way.
Yeah, massive.
Jesus, I hope they have a bidet. It's got to have it's just a lot of flushing.
Oh my God. All right. So, that happened on Beach Break. Yeah. We also had Collision. All right, Steve, throw us some bones here about, you know, the AEW shows.
Yeah, man. So, obviously, as you had mentioned, new AEW World Champion and Kenny Omega. After defeating MJF, obviously it was a polarizing win. A lot of people definitely had viewpoints on it one way or the other. I think that the unofficial knee injury may have something to do with it that Max has been dealing with. But also, obviously, they said that it's been in the works for months, so who knows. But outside of that, we also had a new international champion crowned as Kyle Fletcher dethroned Konosuke Takeshita in the opening match of the show, which was a fucking banger as well, by the way. And yeah, of course, there was, you know, Don Callis family interference, numbers game. But this was all to set up Takeshita going to Japan, where he is actively competing in the G1 Climax tournament for New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's not going to be around, but also Tony probably doesn't want one of his champions to go out there and lose a few matches for one reason or another. And then Matt, your favorite women's competitor came back from her injury, which was strangely just long enough for her to miss the Owen Hart tournament. Willow Nightingale was the final entrant in the Women's Casino Gauntlet match. And she did hit the powerbomb on Julia Hart and picks up the win, going to Redemption to face Tekla for the AEW Women's World Championship. So a lot of good things there. Also, I inadvertently said the International Championship was the opener. That was Tommaso Ciampa versus Jericho. Another pretty solid match, to say the least. But yeah, Beach Break was a lot of fun. Great atmosphere in a building, if you can call it that, a venue
that was not where a building.
It was 102 degrees at points during the show. So those guys were battling each other, but also battling the elements. So,
yeah, obviously.
Obviously. Rob, I didn't mean to step on you, bro.
No. It was an open forum, not the same as Daly's Place, where it was a amphitheater with stadium seating. It still worked for what they were going for.
Great aesthetic.
The aesthetic was great. It looks like they were doing almost a state fair type thing, but it didn't matter. It worked. And they open up with Jericho and Tommaso Ciampa, and to use the sand,
yes,
to the advantage to blind Jericho, meaning that you're trying to still make Jericho look like he could physically hang with somebody like Tommaso Ciampa. So they sold, and that was important.
Dude, I love theme shows. Michaels, I know that, I know your stance on AEW, but how do you feel about actual themed shows, like where they, do the full decor with the set, like what, and I'm not, trying to twist a knife, but like WWE has done in the past and quite honestly wrote the book on.
WCW,
WCW, absolutely.
Honestly, WCW is the only one who's ever gotten the beach right, because they literally did it at a beach. I think that if you go to that length, at least add stuff that the sand that helps have a pool, have someone get drowned in a pool or something. Beach balls, Willow Nightingale should have gotten just crammed by a beach ball. And I'm not talking necessarily in the show. I'm just talking in general in life. I'm just saying.
I make fun of somebody, it's, hey, Rob, they're a friend of the show.
Right. When she's not. She is not a friend of the show. She's not a friendly person.
We can always change that. By the way, we know that people in the office love to watch the show, so we would welcome Willow or anyone else if anybody would want to come in, and we'll gladly give them time. Just putting it out.
By the way, if somebody can beat Tekla, I think they might give it to her, because then that sets up a rubber match that you could have over at Wembley.
That's the rumored match.
There you go.
That's always been the plan. Was Mercedes was actually not even factored in, but it was supposed to be Willow that won the Owen. So we're getting to the match that they had initially envisioned, but it's just a roundabout way of doing it.
She wasn't even.
And then overall collision, man.
What?
Hangman's a draw.
About a month and a half.
Hangman's a draw. Best collision rating that they've had in forever. They were going up against a high profile World Cup soccer game. Elsewhere, friggin' Mark Davis and Speedball Mike Bailey, no matter what you think about AEW, Take 14 minutes of your life and go watch this match. This was a phenomenal main event. So good. So good. They played to both guys' strengths, which is what you ideally do when you're trying to showcase both people in the match. Mark Davis did pick up the win with the pile driver, of course, but Bailey again has another killer match on TV.
There's no such thing as a bad Mike Bailey match.
The guy is awesome.
Yeah. 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 Can we just take out the other guy in that equation and everything's great?
Who, Davis?
Yeah. Fuck Mark.
You don't like Davis?
I've never liked Mark Davis, dude.
I don't care for him, but
going back to the New Japan shit and the tag team and stuff. I just do not like that guy. I think he's so fucking boring. But hey, again, that's
totally your call, you know, and that's totally subjective.
He could be in WWE and I'd be like, oh God, fuck this guy again. I got to see this guy. So
that's saying something.
Yeah. I mean, honest, it's just honest. I'm not a fan of his. I always thought Kyle Fletcher outshined him and I was just like, holy shit. And then it's like, and then he was the shits forever. And now it's like, let's push this fucker. Why? Yeah. Cause probably Kyle was like, well, you know, he's my mate and everything. Why don't you fucking push him?
I think he's a good heel. He's doing the job they need him to do. And you got to put somebody over eventually. And he's elevating people right now. He doesn't speak too much and that's fine, but he's getting involved in the ring. Yeah. He doesn't speak too much.
Let other people talk for him.
But tonight he made his presence, you know, seen in the ring, you know, during matches and at the end, and he's doing exactly what he needs to do. He's not growling like an idiot. And he's not cutting crap promos. He's just making his presence known, and that's fine. Timing is everything, and they're using him effectively right now.
Hey, another positive to Collision. They made Brian Cage look like a killer against Zachary Wentz. So obviously, we're all fans of Brian Cage on the show.
Yeah,
and he is, you know, getting those wins on TV, which was not the case previously. So, you know, all things positive direction right there too.
Do I do a spoiler? Because he wrestled tonight against
No. We're not doing spoilers, my friend.
All right.
Sorry.
Brian spoiled himself too with one video he posted. And it's like, fuck. All right, cool.
Nice.
So yeah. All right. So on SmackDown, it comes down to the biggest moment of SmackDown was the fact that Baron Corbin finally shows up during Trick and
fucking looks great.
Hayes's match.
He does.
Yeah. And this is, you know, again, you have this idea of, well, if they're released from WWE, they should go to AEW. No, not
necessarily. He didn't have to.
He wasn't even really welcomed in TNA. It was like,
dude, he went basically everywhere but AEW and TNA.
Yeah.
He was all over the place. Like he was in Australia for WSW. Yeah. He was in MLW. He was doing a lot of great things.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly the point now is MLW is doing a great job with these guys. Really, really fucking good. The feud that him and Dijak were having with the Good Brothers. This is good stuff. So MLW is, you know, again, one of those places that you can go and reinvent yourself, get fresh, get away out of the public eye to such a smaller extent. And then when you come back, it is something new. I mean, for Rob, for you to say he looked great.
He had to check himself because he had a big fucking hanger in his mouth. And then for a split second, he puts a grin and then he realizes, fuck, I'm the heel.
Yeah.
And he got out of there because he was surprised. He was expecting, you know, happy Corbin chance or God knows what. No, he looked vicious and he was.
Yep. So, I mean, that really was the, you know, outside of, you know, Cody and Punk making the announcement for SummerSlam and, you know, getting ready here for Saturday night's main event. We're going to get Cody and Punk tagging against Sammy and Gunther.
Yeah.
So, you know, it did what it had to do. Raw, you know, we saw a really good promo once again with Reigns and Rollins. And then we saw Brock, you know, and Oba. And I just love that they literally finally did one of those great things in wrestling where after they come back and Oba destroys the police force, Pyrrhus says it was bullshit. They weren't real police. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, who said they weren't real police? Did I miss something? Sometimes I fast forward through.
Yeah, no, they came when they came back, he saw Oba backstage and he said, listen, you're not in trouble. They can't press charges because it was false. They set that whole thing up. It was bullshit. Yeah. So it was like, oh, thank you. Finally, cops who are not cops being addressed as not cops. Awesome. but the big one was
Gable. With the orange stripe down the pants.
Right.
What the fuck was that? It was great. It's so cheesy. You know, you knew these guys were going to get their ass kicked from minute one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And the dude he threw over the fucking top. Jesus Christ. That was the funniest thing about it is I've never seen a bunch of police officers gather in one group to catch a dude. Yeah. It was like, they better call it fake or else.
So who
exactly
among those cops will make it?
Where we'll be local talent.
Yeah, I mean, they're all local guys. So I mean, it's difficult to say, but extras have gone on to be great in this business. So
Cesaro was not out of the realm of
possibility, man.
Cesaro was played a lawyer in a WWE segment.
MJF was a security guard in NXT.
Yeah.
So I mean, dude, that promo, that we kind of glossed over it, but that promo in the main event segment earned the main event segment. That was and the Oba destruction of things. Those were the two best things on this entire show. Keep booking Oba how they're booking him. Have him go over strong over Brock at SummerSlam, and you know they're doing great things with Oba Femi. You gotta love it.
Good was my favorite.
What was it?
That was a good segment. Yes, it was exciting. It showed his strength, his speed, his ferocity. My favorite segment was Paul Heyman's reaction to the vision with Maxine Dupri.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, I guess you guys don't need me anymore. And he just, and I'm like, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Again, takes time. And one of those things I was going to say is Chad Gable, right?
Yes.
That gauntlet match was a solid gauntlet match. It did what it needed to do. And then come, I think the next day, Tuesday, today, I guess, Uncle Dave and Brian got to fucking talk. Not about the match, a little bit about, how it wasn't strong that he just won it by a roll up. And then, you know, just accidentally falling into the ankle lock. They had to talk about the fact that this guy just, it doesn't work for him to clap over his head. What are you fucking talking about?
He's as over as he's going to be right now, if not ever. He's a great baby face. The only question I had is whether they remake, you know, Alpha Academy, which maybe they don't even need to. Maybe they just leave, you know, the other two guys to their own devices. But he needs to get some gold on him.
Yeah. No. And again, I'm not a huge fan of, yes, Joe Hendry was Rusev and Lana's lawyer, of course.
I remember that. Yep. I remember that.
Shout outs to Panda the Torture Clown and the Bionic Scoop. Yeah, thanks for hanging with us tonight.
I'm not a huge fan of having, you know, people win titles in their home cities. Gable is kind of an exception right here, being that he hasn't had that moment. You know, everything he's done, everything he's been through, I think winning that title in a match with Penta, nonetheless, in which they built up a little bit when he was El Grande. So there's that history. You know, this is going to be interesting because you literally are going to have two huge baby faces going against each other. That crowd is going to be on fucking fire for this match.
Now, I have a question, though, because WWE is, you know, fairly formulaic. Who goes heel?
They won't.
You don't need one.
Yeah. Yep.
This is a redemption arc for Chad Gable.
Yeah.
So you don't need to diminish Penta by him, you know, resorting to heel tactics or whatnot. He's the champion. Yep. You know, that he can go in there with all of the swag and the gravitas that he has, and it just makes sense because Gable is, I don't want to say finishing his story, but it's like that. It's a full on redemption arc, man.
Yeah,
you love to see it.
Yeah, and what you'll see is Penta will most likely hand him the title.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I can get behind that. I've got no problem with that. But sometimes they can't just make something clean and obvious. But if he were to get that belt, I could see Otis and Tozawa get behind him, and now you have the Alpha Academy. And now you have a little mini faction, and you give them up until September, or into November, I should say, you know, Survivor Series. Maybe they do something. Maybe they get a tag belts.
Well, so the question is, when is Logan clear?
Right.
Because if Logan Paul becomes clear, then you have a 3-on-3 scenario essentially between the two, and then eventually Logan Paul takes the IC belt off.
Yes.
Chad. That would make a logical sense.
If they want to stretch it out, you could have the 3-versus-3 be Survivor Series, which would make all the sense in the world. And then as far as tag belts, I would like to see Tozawa and Otis get those belts off them, because they too, you could pull the trigger on them anytime. They would get over with the crowd.
Oh, they're already over with the crowd.
Yeah, and have the belts. Because, I mean, they gave the belts to the Street Profits, and just like that, it's like a fart in the wind, it was over.
Yeah, well, the Street Profits are kind of a fart in the wind. So, I mean, they're not talented, but
right.
You spend this many years, they are literally the New Day without Big E.
Yep.
That is what they are.
And they've tried so many different people.
Was that right?
I could see them in TNA, except we know that the New Day is going to TNA.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But right now, Mr.
All right, so over-under segment for this week. Again, I have not watched AEW Dynamite this evening. However, we have 11 days until AEW Redemption, and as of when the show started, when AEW Dynamite started tonight, they had one match, that being Tekla versus Willow Nightingale for a pay-per-view in 11 days. This exposes my biggest issue with AEW, and that is they do not build matches and then hype them up. Everything's just kind of thrown together. People buy tickets for these events strictly based off of the AEW name. And that has not always proven to be the most profitable scenario. So they did some great things building up to Double or Nothing. And coming out of Forbidden Door, they've just, you know, not really picked up the pace. So over under for this week between Dynamite and Collision, they will add over 6.5 matches. So thus, they will add at least 7 matches this week. which will put them up to a total of 8 on the show. We all know Tony loves to do 13 match shows. So that means the following week they can still add on 5 more and you got your 13.
Well, I saw it tonight and the big one was announced and they did it in great fashion.
Good.
So it was done.
So it is Orange Cassidy reunited with his best friends to take on Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin, MVP, 3-on-3.
Yep. Wow. And then Wembley they all hug in the ring and then the camera pans out.
And there's mom driving the van.
Oh yeah,
to Wembley. To Wembley.
You could forget.
Yeah,
to Wembley. They're going to.
Well, the van. They take the van on a cargo plane. And then
a cargo boat. So we can see the antics that happen with the best friends on their trip to London for their big main event in Wembley.
You know, it'd take a while. It's a few days there on the boat.
Well, they got 3 weeks.
Oh yeah.
They're not going to touch each other, of course, because that stipulation was put in. They can't touch each other until the big main event at Wembley. So I'm so sorry, Steve, that I just spoiled AEW's booking for you for the next 3 weeks.
Fuck?
No, we saw what was needed with the main event.
Good.
And it was given the right justice that was deserved. Great speech was had between in fact, not only Will Ospreay, but we got the Young Bucks involved.
Perfect.
And putting over Kenny Omega.
Good.
And right, giving him the proper belt.
Good.
There you go. All right. Apparently, the president decided to join us and pontificate.
You know, you don't even get me time to put my name up there. I don't see anything in private chat. This is so disrespectful. The honorable Donald, that's me, John, people like John F. Kennedy, but a lot more famous, Trump. Hold on. There we go. There we go. The Honorable Donald J. Trump. And tonight was a very special night. It's like a Friday night. Because every Friday night with Melania, I'm all in. Some would say balls in even. But yeah, we're all in. And she loves it. She loves it. And I had to go across the pond to buy her. So it's just like AEW. And we saw tonight that they got rid of the Triple B. The street value of that belt was terrible. It was a terrible belt. Not a very good belt. He skimped on the belt. The reason why it's not black is because Maxwell Jacob Freeman found out that you got a better deal if he went with Corinthian leather or vinyl. So he has half leather and half vinyl. They call it the Yiddish belt. The Triple B is also known as the Yiddish belt. And some of the gems on there are not diamonds. You know, they're not diamonds. They're CZ. So sad. His belt's got CZ. Not only, it's so bad. He's got the Fugazi belt. You know, that's what they call it in the city, the Fugazi. His belt is Fugazi. And then they gave Kenny Omega, you know, he was a Canadian. And then he went, you know what? I'm embarrassed that I'm a Canadian. And he waited for, a lot of people said 27 years to become a citizen. And he went to Japan. And we said, wow, he's from Japan. That means he's smart. They're pretty smart people there. They're pretty smart people in Japan. So we let him stay. And he moved to, I think he was in South Carolina or North Carolina, one of the Carolinas. Like the rice, and that's the good rice, the Carolina rice. Okay, keep up or you get deported. And he's now the champion. They gave him a real belt, a black belt. He's got a black belt because he's good with karate. And he's doing a spectacular job. In fact, he's doing a better job than terrorist number nine. We're talking about, excuse me, why is it the bald guy, the one with hair, the one with the beautiful Republican hairdo, he gets it, okay? That's see, this is what happens when you're a liberal, okay? When you're a liberal, God punishes you and your hair falls out. But when you're a conservative, a true conservative, a patriot appointed by God, look at the beautiful mane on Sin City Steve, okay? Once he accepted Trump into his life, okay, the book of Trump, once he accepted Donald Trump into his life, God blessed him with beautiful, beautiful Christian hair. It's true. It's true. Believe it. Believe it. It is. Hey, look at that. Look at that hair. Look at that. He lives in a glorious five-story building overlooking glorious Las Vegas, and he could sit on his rooftop, and people look at his hair, and they go, wow, almost as good as Donald Trump, okay? Meanwhile, Matt, oh, this one's a mark. That one's a mark. This one's a mark. Oh, he likes AEW. That makes him a mark. Oh, he likes people who wrestle good matches. Okay. Oh, it's Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins for the 18th fucking time. Wow. So, wait, hold on. It's the greasy black-haired guy versus the other greasy black-haired guy, and they had to shave off their temples because their hair's graying. Wow.
Yeah, I remember. I remember someone getting head shaved in a match involving I don't know you. So,
well, excuse me, quiet, Piggy. We did that for Vince. I said to Vince, you know what? We're gonna do this. We're looking into it, and I think the ratings are going to be spectacular. And you know what Vince said to me? He said, "Wow, I've never seen a genetic jackhammer." Like Donald J. Trump. You see what I did there? That was a Vince McMahon impression. You've never heard anything like that before. You didn't, you know, it was so good that Barack Obama saw it and said, you know, after seeing this, I understand what leadership truly looks like. And then he ran for the wrong team. And that's why his hair is turning white. His hair is white now. I have a complete golden set of hair. My hair is literally strands of gold. They've tested it. They're saying that they didn't think that there was anything beyond 24 carats. And then they found out that my hair is 30 carat gold. Isn't that something? So what's going on here? And Joe said that you've got the century link. I've got the 76K, okay? I can wait. I can do this all day. You know, I'm just going to say, go look for the bald white Mexican. And then who knows? Maybe your car gets driven off the road. Maybe you just don't make it home one day. Okay? You know what? I could easily pay DJ Impact. He doesn't have to work the street corners of Tropicana anymore. We could easily get him to come back. You know, it wouldn't be hard. And that would be my DEI quota for the year.
Yeah, I think it's kind of strange that you keep bringing up a guy who's not on the show anymore and talking about how he's a hooker.
This very stupid people. He's a very stupid person. Not very smart. Not high intelligence. Okay. Right now, DJ is getting impacted. And see, look at that. We cut his internet. We cut the connection. The connection, no more. Terrible. All right. You know, I don't know what's going on here. I feel like we're gonna look into this connection. It's a very terrible. In fact, I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing you a big favor. Your ratings have gone through the roof because of me. The people have said this. Okay, fuck Dave Meltzer, that fucking Mark piece of shit, okay? Or dude, you know what dude is? Dude is Donald J. Trump. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Good night. Bye.
All right. Time for a social media dump. Hey, it wasn't just wrestling. This weekend, we had former WWE AEW star Jack Hager got knocked out during the Power Slap event. Power Slap 21.
Damn, you got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Sucks to suck, bro.
Yeah.
By of all people, Mahabali Shara.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Shara did that?
Yeah. Yeah, that was Shara that knocked him fucking clean out.
And talk about looking like a jacked motherfucker. Oh my God.
Crazy, dude.
Sick. But at least that one, I think a little longer than this match went. Danny LaRusso didn't let bum knee stop him from winning the All Valley back in 84. And of course, Forrest Gump offering Conor McGregor a little ice cream cone in the infirmary. Hey, if you guys haven't seen it, it is back, Dark Side of the Ring. All three episodes of the TNA and Jeff Jarrett story are up. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Greatly done. Check it out if you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Mishan announced that she's been divorced from Keith Lee for a year. And on top of that, belief within the industry that Keith Lee is retired from in-ring competition. Really quick, gentlemen, how do you remember Keith Lee? Like, as if he just died. I'm sorry.
NXT. That was it. Yeah. It was NXT. Main roster was terrible. They had nothing for him. He didn't mesh with anybody. They tried to pair him up with Drew McIntyre and make them have a bromance that turned into a squabbling match because they touched each other. That was awkward. Oh, hello, brother. Welcome. Hey, welcome. Stay back. That was the interaction. It was awkward. It was weird. And it was just a downward spiral from there. And then in AEW, they paired him up with Rick Ross. And Rick Ross cursed his full head off. And then Keith Lee is seen on camera going, just let it happen. What the fuck are you nerding out for? You fucking everything he did post NXT, he just looked like an awkward dad.
Yeah.
He was out of place. He should have gone to fucking TNA. He could have just gone right to it, been amazing.
Bask in his glory, man. The NXT was his time to shine. And Rob, you use it so frequently when you're talking shit about WWE and their gimmicks and how they portray people, yet you didn't choose to mention the Bearcat gimmick.
That was bad. Dude. That was like when the APA kind of broke up.
Yeah.
And for a while, homeboy was sitting there in a cowboy singlet with the hair, JBL with the hair and the goatee and a cowboy singlet with a bull rope. And they, do you remember that?
Yep.
And it was embarrassing, and he looked like, fuck me, and they had him for like a month doing that, and then they cleaned him up and figured it out. But that was it. I mean, this guy, and then his hair turned white. So instead of just dealing with it, he just fucking dyed his beard.
He did, man. And, you know, obviously you mentioned him going to AEW. We never got the blow-off match between he and Swerve.
Nope.
That never happened. So there's an unwritten chapter still there, but unfortunately it doesn't look like his health has gotten any better.
That's the big thing.
All the best to Keith Lee, man, regardless of, you know, whatever you think about what he did in the ring or whatever. Yeah. All the best to him for his health, man. Absolutely.
There is one role I would like to see him in that I think he'd be good in, and he should be somebody's manager. He's got the mic skills. And, you know, have him be an MVP role. Obviously different cadence, but I think he could pull it off.
What is it with you wanting all the black guys to be managers? You just really are on a Prince Nana kick, aren't you?
Excuse me, Karen. What's your problem with black managers?
Because Paul
Heyman.
You want them all. You want them either black or Jewish. I see, Rob. I see. I get it.
So you have a problem with members of the tribe?
Oh, now you're insulting Indians too? Jesus, Rob.
You just said Mahabali Shira slapped the shit out of a white guy, okay? I got no problem with the Indians, sir.
Not those Indians, these Indians.
Feather, not dot.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Steve, what are you doing? You just got pulled into this nonsense.
All I know is, out of three of us, you've got the skinhead and I know who you voted for last summer. So yeah, they,
I'll proclaim good. That shit.
Yeah,
I am
yeah.
not.
And one who actually dresses up like him too. So what are we talking about?
Excuse me. The views expressed by the Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting are not those of. Oh wait, it is.
Clip that.
Okay. All right. Well, how about some more news? Okay. AEW sues Queen of the Ring production company over alleged unpaid sponsorship fees. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. This was about $100,000 that was in a contractual obligation that, yeah, they never paid to AEW after running spots for them on the show. You know, I was honestly somewhat surprised that it got to this level, that they're actually going through litigious means to get that six figure sum, but it's what they're choosing to do.
It's crazy. Even more profound was Jim Cornette on AEW matches. They fulfill their own self. What is it?
Aggrandizing
masturbatory fantasies. I mean, what?
Cool. I, you know what? Jim Cornette is a fantastic mind in the pro wrestling business for the 1970s and 1980s. Anything beyond that, yep. And you're kind of straying from the source material, if you will. His opinion definitely should matter, but in terms of today's wrestling climate, I don't so much put a lot of stock into what Jim
but
has to say.
And also, look at it like this. He knows less than anybody else. It's all social media. Yeah. Let's just take the whack at the pinata and see what comes out.
Of course.
Let's see how obnoxious I can be. Except I'm whacking the pinata with a tennis racket, but let's see how obnoxious I can be. And that's it. It's all of these guys. All of these guys. They have two routes. You either do the interviews with the legends or the active rosters, or you just be obnoxious. He's going the I'm going to be obnoxious route. How many people do you see him when you see Chris Van Vliet? You see him interviewing people. Do you see Cornette interviewing a ton of people?
Well, he doesn't have to because he's an expert.
Correct.
And I get, but that's what Sin City Steve's talking about. It's like, are you an expert anymore?
He is definitely an expert on a specific time period in professional wrestling. And from a macro scale, yes, he is still an expert. But you have to take what he says about today's wrestling climate with a grain of salt.
So now we're talking about macro scales. So you're talking that he's like an expert in midget wrestling? Jeez, Steve, come on.
Well,
you're
you can see him
that.
At the nerd bar where he'll be.
Micromania.
Yeah, Micromania.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Those guys take a lot of bumps.
This wonderful AEW picture from this weekend's AEW house show. It's amazing with Punk and Cody and Danhausen. AEW is just on a fire, man. It's amazing. Yeah, look, there they are again. Oh, can you not, though, in all seriousness, can you not just really just out of all the people, Danhausen, you have to just go, God damn it, dude. Guy never, ever broke down from what he did from that character from the beginning to where it is now. It's dude. Fucking insane.
It's a sports entertainment character. It was never going to work in AEW. That's the harsh reality of it. He is in the absolute best possible situation for him, his gimmick, his future, and his family's future as well. Yeah. So props to him for making the right move. And just as somebody that is an in-ring first performer, realistically, if they want to showcase what they can do in the squared circle, AEW is the place to be. But if you are a fantastic character, if you can connect with the audience and elicit a response, sports entertainment is the way to go. WWE, without a doubt. And to that, that's just how it is. They're serving two separate markets.
They dipped their toes in the water with them a few times on AEW, but they didn't give it the light that it deserved.
They didn't go all in.
Right. I feel they're doing that with Lio Rush now.
Yes.
And incorporating more wrestling with it than they are with then. But Lio Rush does not have a universal appeal. And then tagging on with the New York Knicks and and Fox.
That was lightning in a bottle.
God.
Yeah.
I hear people talking about him, know nothing about fucking wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. Mark Henry reacted to Trick Williams for a championship belt. Not my favorite title of all time. What do you guys think of that for a championship belt?
Hey, honestly, it's never been done before. So
I'm surprised.
I'm all about innovation, man. Genuinely. Like that. So the WWE United States Championship is one of my favorite championship designs in current wrestling, period. And you know, to do something like this that is Trick's gimmick, I mean, you know, he's got the Ice Williams coat. That's another story for another moment. But you know, he's got the long fur coat. It goes with his gimmick. It's perfect for his character and what he's doing right now. Excellent stuff.
That's something Flair should have done back in the day. I mean,
it's
definitely right up
the
there.
The fact that his guy got it for him, though, that was to me a little – I would have liked to have just seen him walk out with it and just, you know.
Yeah, you got it.
That's fine.
Present the belt.
Yeah,
you got to present it. Then, now, and forever, Alexa Bliss and that fucking elbow.
The double joint spot is awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And both arms. By the way, both arms, dude. Fucking amazing. So Dom and Liv surpassed Dom and Mommy 698 days. Dom and Mommy 700 plus days for Liv and Dom. Congratulations. Living the dream.
I see what you did there.
Well, we found out Mitch McConnell's okay.
Oh, God.
Well, if we
maybe he'll block more fucking legislation, I guess.
If we go by that picture, he's only got a day left, too.
Pretty much.
Everything's fine. Here's your...
Of course, the second most famous wedding at MSG just happened behind Mach and Liz there. This is a great picture. Shatner backstage at Raw with Briscoe. And that is a young Navajo warrior backstage who accidentally got in the picture.
That's so, dope.
Yeah, shout out.
Look at Sanders. Where the fuck is this guy?
You may be cool, but you'll never be Ric Flair driving a Jeep Grand Ring
Wagoneer.
Wagoneer? There we go. With Roddy
he's
Roddy.
He's aggrandizing in his Jeep Wagoneer.
Yeah, it's look at Piper's face in that picture too. Like something is about to happen.
Yeah. Woo! You know he had to hide some shit really quick.
Yeah, exactly. Gets to invite seven friends over for my 11th birthday party. My dad went to walk in. Oh, Andre. Yep. How much do you like your job? About as much as Bret Hart likes Bill Goldberg. There you go. So this week, I don't know why, but a couple old WCW people in the crowd signs showed up.
The fuck?
I came to see Man Boobies.
Oh, fuck. My question. Is that a dude or a chick in that picture?
No, that's a chick. That's a chick.
Christ.
Hey, man. She likes what she likes.
Yep. And, speaking of liking what you like, WCW, where the gay boys play.
God damn.
Wow.
Hey, you guys remember this wrestler?
Oh,
TMX Pac. Come on, Rob. TMX Pac. You gotta love it. Rapper Sean Diddy Combs allegedly rubbed WWE wrestlers the wrong way backstage. Make of that how you want. Baby oil in wrestling and Sean go hand in hand and hand and hand in hand.
And he's grabbing my hand.
Jeff Jarrett and Jerry Lawler non-nude historic matches wrestling.
Fuck.
So thank
TVMA
God.
Too.
Right. Right. Thank God it's the non-nude version. When men keep their eyes open during sex and when women keep their eyes open during sex.
Goldberg and The Rock.
And Triple H.
That's awesome.
Can't forget old Triple H down there.
Old Trips.
He looks like he's... Oh. It's like a sore penis. You just can't beat me. What the fuck?
There you go.
And the fur hat that Trick Williams is missing.
Yeah. Matt, thanks for taking a picture of this glorious photo that's in your home.
I wish, dude. I wish I had that fucking one. Dude, I mean, that is just fucking amazing. You know, back when Cena didn't give a fuck.
Right.
It was like doing the thumbnomic shit. This was just in locally here. Little League funds spent at a strip club. The Central Little League of Las Vegas president was arrested on charges of stealing $64,000 from the youth sports organization. According to police report, the money was spent on booze, adult entertainment, and erectile dysfunction pills, the established trifecta of a Las Vegas lifestyle. Rob, when did you get out on bail?
You know,
witness protection?
I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Okay. Well,
is it okay now?
Okay.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
A personal injury thing on Facebook. The aftermath of getting hit in the back by another car.
Well, he got hit,
in the front. Back, man.
Yeah, that's,
I was like, oh, Jesus. All right. This is AI at its best here. Guys, point out what is wrong with these faux pas AI-generated LJN.
Akeem is Kamala's manager. The hat is slick.
Andre the Giant, Bobby the Brain's right, Big Boss Man's right.
What the hell?
And it gives you one tag team championship belt.
Yes.
And also, it's Tag Team Chaos.
Yeah.
But who's tagging with Andre?
Heenan?
I guess.
But then again, really, does Andre really need a tag partner back in those days?
Well, I mean, Haku was his partner, and they were tag champs. And Bossman and Akeem never won it. So, I mean, if you're going to be computer-generated images... you know, I think that the computer should get it right. And speaking of computer-generated images, so Rob, TNA signs New Day, Zelina Vega, and Aleister Black after WWE releases? All right, tell us about this, Rob.
TNA signed the New Day, Aleister Black, and Zelina Vega.
Uh-huh. So... this is real.
Probably not. Probably not.
I mean, considering that they're aren't fully cleared yet, it's kind of hard to sign.
Also, Aleister Black doesn't have that much hair.
And yeah, his face is looking a bit wider than it would be.
He looks like a tomato.
Yeah, the faces are a bit off across the board.
Well, no, I mean, Kofi looks good and Zelina looks okay. And Xavier's close. Aleister Black looks like he's been stung by bees a few times.
Maybe he's into that. Well, you know, I hate that they did this. I think it's bullshit. AI does not belong in terms of people doing crap like this. However, we are very lucky that our own Rob Bossolari, Rob Trump, and Lil Robbie all signed with TNA just this week.
Why do I look like Gilbert Gottfried in the middle?
That's Lil Robbie.
Who are Lil these Robbie. People putting me in the W? Not even the WWE. Ooh, TNA. Tits and ass.
That's awesome.
Congratulations on your signing with TNA. We hope that all four of you do incredible things.
Like the bottom right corner, I want that to be my profile picture.
Crop it down, man.
Yeah, that's actually pretty damn good.
I mean, you know.
Trump's got the freaking big freaking Jimmy Durante nose. That picture's been redone so many times. I don't know who that's supposed to be. It's AI.
It's so good.
I mean, my favorite though is Lil Robbie.
I can't tell if that's Gilbert Godfrey or Mayim Bialik. Look at that.
It's just it just goes to show you how small Selena Vega's body really is.
Right.
They put my head on Selena Vega. And immediately I was released from my WWE contract.
Oh boy. All right. Speaking of Rob,
this Sunday, come to Dive Bar 7 o'clock. We're going to be doing the open mic session over there, and I'll be hosting. Last time I checked, on the 19th at 7 o'clock. Also, BOCE Comedy, Boss Comedy. Go to cameo.com/BOCE Comedy and get your custom video today. And I have a new Facebook page. I've got one video loaded. It is the beginning of Rob Does America.
Oh.
Anything
else, Rob?
Yes. I want to thank you for reminding me. A good friend of mine that we refer to in the comedy community as Joe Mountain, Air Force veteran. Unfortunately, his home was engulfed in flames in Pahrump, and all of his belongings are gone. He has a wife. He has children. He's been steadfast in supporting the community. Opening act for great comics out here like Stoner Rob, who tours with Cheech and Chong. This guy has been nothing but a sweetheart and a genuinely good person. And we need to do all that we can. In the top right corner, we've got a GoFundMe. Go scan that or go to GoFundMe.com/fireveteran. Fire veteran. And in fact, you know what? I'm going to do this, you know. GoFundMe.com and then /fireveteran. And I do that only because it would also help if I put GoFundMe and not GoFundM. But yeah, also, that's working. Also, and what we're doing is it's for Tech Sergeant Jacob Pennell. I wanted to make sure that I got his real name.
Yeah,
we always talk about things in terms of, you know, our, you know, stage names, but this is a fundraiser to help Jacob Pennell. So far, they've raised $16,000. The goal is $28,000. Goal, maybe, you know, put a down payment on a new home and continue on with the life for he and his family. Right now, he's literally got the clothes on his back. And it's unfortunate. I always joke with him. He likes to wear kilts as a joke. And I said, "Where's your kilt?" And then I pause. And he goes, "It's in embers. What I've got him right now is from Goodwill." And that's something I never want to see. especially for somebody who's been nothing but good to everybody around him. And he has served this country. We joke, but I don't fucking take that shit lightly. If you serve the country, you deserve the fucking red carpet wherever you go.
Absolutely.
And that's what we need to do for him. Thank you for that. And thank you for reminding me again. I literally had the note right in front of me. But yeah, this one's for you. We know you by Joe Mountain, and we're going to do everything we can to help you get into your new home.
Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah, horribly devastating picture. Just unreal to see. So
literally like the weekend of 4th of July. Like around that time, a week.
Yeah,
a
week, and, unfortunately, not the only house probably lost within that week. That is also the, I know Dave Mazzani had to work because it's the busiest weekend for the fire department out here.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Scan that QR code in the top right-hand corner. Go there, give what you can. Without a doubt, it's a terrible thing that happened, but we'll definitely all rally behind him as we should, and hopefully they can find some peace in the future.
There you go. Okay, Steve, your final thoughts here.
All right. Hey, thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you for liking, sharing, subscribing, doing all the stuff that you guys do. We appreciate each and every one of you. Also, a very special thank you to all the brave men and women serving this country. Whether you're doing it on lands foreign or domestic, thank you for doing what you do so that we can do what we love to do. And last but not least, repsports.com, REPPsports.com. Go there for all your pre-workout, weight loss, and general energy needs. Repsports.com. Use promo code Vegas at checkout. Save yourself 10%.
You know.
Go ahead, Rob. Wait.
You got to wait. If you take your supplement, your pee stream will be even better.
That's what you had to say?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I've never, ever said this in my life, but thank God Tony Khan is here to save us.
With that, everybody, thank you for hanging out. We will we'll do it all again next week. Till then, happy wrestling.
Rolling up the strip under neon lights. Podcast mic is glowing in the desert nights. Matt and Michael's leading with the swagger tight. Sin City Steve right by his side. All right. Rob Butcher, Larry dropping truths, no fear. Broadcasting stories, make it loud and clear. From the Fremont edges to the Bellagio sphere. These bad boys rule, let me make that clear. Vegas bad boys, tearing up the scene.
To Matt Michaels and the Vegas Boys of Podcasting, this is John Cena saying thank you so much.